the continuous run of games that the players are playing through the National League after having played four in the McKenna Cup in January. We need to take cognizance of that and try and sort of get a bit of balance into our team. You have to look at how many players have played all of those games, and you know, we need to be thinking about who needs a bit of a break and who doesn't. So it does change the script a bit. If it was happening in January as normal, you'd be going for the more gung-ho for it, I'd say. Yeah. But I think we have to be careful, we have to be cautious, we have to look after our players here as well.
Because you have four very big league games coming up now, isn't it?
Certainly have. Every one of them is just serious challenges, and you know, you definitely, I wouldn't try to undermine or undervalue any competition, but status in Division 1 is the most important thing. The teams were there, and that is your key target at this time of year.
Well, we'll digress for a minute, but you got two very valuable points in Kildare that makes it, that little road, a little bit easier at the moment. Or
well,
maybe not easier, but
no,
not as big and as daunting as if you'd lost.
It changed a little bit of light on the horizon, surely, but it's a long way from safety, and there's still more points to be got to keep us safe and from very difficult challenges. So yeah, we got out of jail, so to speak, there. I mean, we could have lost that game by a point just as well, and we're sitting on no points, just like Kildare are. So we have to believe that we had the rub of the green to get that result, and we can't always depend on the rub of the green. We need to get better in our own way to be able to take care of our results, you know, in our own hands, and not be waiting on the hands of God.
Tell me, you've played four games in the McKenna Cup and three in the National League. How would you assess your season so far?
Well, it's a bit of everything, you know, and even in our games in the McKenna Cup, I think we've been very good at times, excellent, good to watch, good going forward, punching in great scores. Other days we've found it difficult to break down some oppositions and haven't been part of games that were easy on the eye, and that's both in the McKenna Cup and the league, so I think that's just the way it's been. But all games give you experience, they all give you learning, and they all give you something to do something with in the future, and so I think every game is valuable, whatever the outcome and however it might appear to the eye, you can learn a lot from it, and I think that's the business we're in, trying to learn from every game.
And tell me, for all of these games that might be hard and pleasant on the eye, for some reason Tyrone always seems to get the blame with the media, and especially the national media.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be sounding like victim people or anything, but I would ask all those who are independent and sort of objective observers just to see what's coming out there relentlessly, and I'd love somebody to challenge it, because it needs to be challenged. There's all signs of an agenda against Tyrone, where there's just this continuous talk of how many people we have behind the ball, and I watch many matches and I see the very same thing happening to other teams, but yet the count isn't on always. So, you know, maybe the people who are making all those comments and making them, as I say, relentlessly, might need to take a step back and see, are they really independent thinkers, or are they just having other people think for them?
Would that disappoint you, that there are people who probably aren't, or would appear not to be independent thinkers?
It disappoints me, for sure, and it also disappoints me that people don't challenge them.
Yeah.
Those who are in a position to ask for more from the people who are making those comments often don't do that, and I think they'd need to start doing that, because I don't think a quality interviewer shouldn't listen to people saying things that there isn't substance to. And many of them get that opportunity, and I haven't seen them yet challenge it.
We'll start that row some other time, back in the beginning of the cup on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Donegal, your opponents, you're going for seven. We always know what Mickey Harris thinks of the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we always said we're in to do the best we can in every competition we play. We know that the facts of life are that doesn't happen. You don't get all that you want in sport or in life in any shape or form, but you have to strive to get it. And we've always been real ardent sort of followers of the McKenna Cup, if you like. And as I said to other people here, you know, I like to think that when Tyrone people buy a season ticket for the McKenna Cup, they get good value for their money. I like to see them getting five games. And we always endeavour to do that. And if we can win the cup along with doing that, then we're all very happy. But, you know, you don't always win it. And we've been in a number of finals that we lost, and that's a fact of life as well. But I think the key goal in the early part of the season is to get five competitive games in the McKenna Cup, and we've done that for a lot of years now.
As you said, unfortunately this year you're probably going to be, your selection is going to be coloured by the fact that you've had such a busy programme, and given the time the final is now coming at, you're probably not going to be at your best on Saturday evening.
Well, I hope we're at our best with the people who are on the field, but are we going to put out the very best team and players who are available to roam at this given time? I don't think so. I don't think that would be fair, number one, to ask the players to give of their best right through January, right through February and on into March without some kind of a break. And so therefore I think we'll have to be take consideration of that. And I suppose it's a great opportunity for players who haven't had a lot of game time up to now to get game time, not just game time, but game time in a serious and challenging environment. And I think that can only be good for all of them.
So you can assure Donegal that they'll have a challenge on Saturday evening?
Oh, I have no doubt about that. And I do imagine Declan Bonner won't be putting out his best 15 either. I don't think that'll be the case. But he'll have enough good ones there to challenge us.